Hi, my name is John Malloy. I'm the administrator for the After School Partnerships Office at the California Department of Education. We have 9 after school demonstration programs in the state right now, and they range from elementary school programs to high school programs in rural areas and in the middle of large urban areas. These programs give after school programs that opportunity to see what can be done with an after school program and working with kids. The grants are used to provide one-on-one mentoring. They're used to provide, in some cases, site visits. People can actually walk there and see what the after school program looks like. Mostly they're used to provide demonstration sites, the opportunities to provide the instruction and training to those sites that are starting up or are realizing they need to go the extra step to become an exemplary site. The California Department of Education started working on the quality self-assessment tool in 2007. We worked on that for some time and then started a partnership with the California After School Network to further develop and roll out the quality self-assessment tool. The quality self-assessment tool works in many domains. At the last count, I believe we had 13 different domains that an after-school program should address with different questions about how they are working with English learners, how they work with the community, what does your academic program offer, what kind of enrichment activities do you offer. The quality self-assessment tool is meant specifically for the after-school program to address its own quality, its own needs, what they're doing right and what they're not doing right. The California Department of Education has certain requirements about what constitutes an effective program. And these are all based on outcomes. Our primary focus for looking at assessing is based on the outcomes of student academic achievement and student attendance in the after-school program and student attendance in the regular day school program. Education code requires us to look at a program over a period of time and to determine whether or not for 3 years in a row has that program met the academic achievement goals required in law. If they haven't met those goals, we would provide technical assistance immediately to work with the programs to come up and meet those goals. However, again, if after technical assistance has been provided and the programs are not meeting those goals, we would have to take action in actually adjusting the grant or no longer granting that program. Fortunately, with the technical assistance we provided, we've never been in that situation because it's, quite frankly, almost a no-brainer. If you give kids an opportunity to spend more time working on what they learned in school, make it fun, we're going to see that academic achievement come back from the kids. And there are some programs that need a little bit more technical assistance, but when that's provided, these kids get what they need. The California model, if there were to be one, says what works best in your community, what works best for your students, based on a needs assessment and based on the community itself, is the model you should adopt.